Ah, so you're the new servant my daughters were so excited about. And for once, it's not because they're going to eat you. You know it's proper to greet a lady when she speaks to you. Oh, good boy. Where do you think you're going? You can leave those chores for now. The mistress of the castle wishes to speak to you. Is that not more important than a few dishes? I thought so. Come, sit. Talk with me for a while. No, you're not in trouble. But you will be if you don't do as I say. So sit. Good. So, you seem to have gotten the attention of my daughters. And truth be told, I can see why. You look quite the delightful treat. Come, scooch closer. I won't bite. Ah, that's it. Let me get a look at you. Don't move your head from my hand, stupid man-thing. When your mistress gives you a command, you obey. Now, was that so hard? Open your mouth. Now I'm going to feel your tongue. If you bite me, you won't live to regret it. Understood? Good. Good. Not bad. Push against my fingers with it. Fairly strong, for a normal human at least. Tell me, little man, have you fantasized about me? Before you answer, keep in mind that I have little patience for liars. I knew it. From the day you arrived at my castle, you snuck little glances at me. The fullness of my bosom, the width of my swaying hips. Even now, you can't help but stare at my full crimson lips. Little man, are you imagining them wrapped around your cock, smearing bright red lipstick all over your shaft? Or perhaps you see them kissing your neck, trailing down your collarbone, leaving scarlet copies on your skin with each and every passing, marking you as mine, There it is, that wonderful little shutter. Humans hide so little. It's true, my daughters like to have fun with the staff, and Daniela told me that you made the most wonderful sound when she called you a good boy. In fact, she suggested we keep you as a pet. I approve of her choice, seeing you now a close, watching you try not to show just how desperately aroused you are, your cock straining against your pants. I think you'd make a very good pet indeed, don't you? Your role as the house pet, you'd serve and service myself and my three daughters as needed. You'd want for nothing and would live in the castle with the four of us. Does that not sound spectacular? My thoughts exactly. I see no reason you shouldn't start right now. After all, this conversation has got me excited to give you try. So follow me up to my bedroom. Come, pet. I can feel your eyes on my ass, you know. Keep them there. Here we are. My chambers. Strip for me, pet. I want to see my new toy in all its glory. Not bad. I'm going to enjoy using you, but first, get on your knees. You look so pretty like that. Kneeling with that pleading look in your eyes would make a lovely portrait. But I suppose I'll have to settle for the memory. For now. You've been a good little man-thing thus far. I suppose a reward is in order. I'm going to lift my dress slowly. Are you ready to have a peek at the object of all your wildest fantasies? Tut-tut, man-thing. Yes, Mistress Demetresque. There you go. Now, have a look at these shapely legs. Notice how smooth the skin is, how long they are, the way my calves move into plush thighs. This little show is getting you all riled up, isn't it? Good. I want you to be ravenous, pet. I want you to be absolutely desperate to plunge into my dripping pussy. I want you to be so out of your tiny little mind with lust that simply hearing even my name brings you to that magnificent edge. Are you desperate for me, man thing? Then I'm going to drop my dress. And you, my little pet, are going to worship me. And there it is. The object of all your desires stands before you, willing and waiting in only her underthings. What do you have to say in response to such a gift? Good boy. Now crawl to me, man-thing. That's it. Keep your eyes glued to my perfect body, to the form of your goddess. Now I want you to praise this voluptuous body of mine. Each and every inch of flesh. That's it. Start by kissing my feet. Even the lowest part of me is beautiful beyond compare, isn't it, pet? Then keep going. Ah, yes. Trail up my calf. Slowly. Slowly, yes. Kiss my thighs. Massage them. Feel your hands sink into them. My. Your tongue feels nice against my skin. That's it, pet. Show your mistress your devotion. Show her how much you love her voluptuous form. Go ahead. Remove my panties. Slowly. There you go. That's it. What do you think you are doing? Oh, I know you are attempting to kiss my flower. It's what you aren't doing that concerns me. You must request such pleasures, my chaudry pet. You've been a good boy. So I'll forgive you this once. But next time you'll be duly punished. Do you understand? Then get to work, man-thing. That's it. Good pet. Nice slow strokes with that pretty little tongue of yours. Yes. Slide it between my petals. Breathe in my scent. Let it fill your nostrils. Let it fog your mind. Become drunk on it. Oh, I loved that little yelp. Do you enjoy having Mistress Laserfingers through your hair, pulling you into her delicious honey pot, feeling the power of her grip on your delicate cranium, reminding you of your place? Such a delightful little thing, aren't you? How's the taste? Everything you hoped for? Then why don't you taste more? Yes, deeper, faster. Please, your mistress. Oh, yes. Good boy, good pet. It seems I was right about your tongue. Right there. That's the spot. Keep going like that. Good boy. Work that tongue. Make me come in your mouth. I'm so close. Oh, my jaw. I'm so close. I'm coming. Yes. Drink me in, pet. Yes. Don't let a drop of my nectar go to waste. Good, pet. But you've made quite a mess of your mistress, haven't you? Tell me, what are you going to do about it? That's it. Lick every last bit of my juices off. Give my thighs a nice tongue bath. Enough, pet. Get on the bed. You look like a little doll in my bed. So small and helpless. It's quite apt, no? Well, mistress wants to play with her doll, so lay down. My, oh my, so hard from eating me out. Such a naughty little man thing. Hands at your side, pet, and don't move them unless I say so. Good pet. Now watch. I'm going to ever so slowly start running one gloved finger up and down the underside of your shaft before I lightly circle that throbbing, weeping head. Fuck you. Well, I could. But I enjoy watching you squirm. Rise. Fighting back the urge to touch yourself. No bucking. You feel what I want you to feel. Nothing more. I'll simply hold your pelvis down. No more naughty thrusts. Look at you. So desperate to be inside me. It's actually quite enduring. I'll tell you what. I'll let you convince me. Allow you to beg for it. I might let you experience what it's like to fuck the lady of the castle, not just my daughter. A good start. Not quite convincing enough. Do you or do you not want me to ride you so hard you forget your own name? A bit more convincing, but I still think you can do better. There it is. The desperation, the desire. That's proper begging. Now, get ready for me. I'll just put my back to you. Bend over so you can see where you belong. I'll guide you in. Don't worry, pet. I'll do my best not to break you. Oh, that feels wonderful. You're the perfect size for me. Hitting all the right spots. Take a moment to savor it, pet. Then I'm going to start bouncing on you. And remember, no touching. I'm in control. Are you enjoying the view? You love my perfect area slapping against your hips, rippling with each and every impact as I watch you squirm over my shoulder. Yes, moan for me, man thing. Oh, let all those wonderful sounds out. Oh, you're still fighting that urge to thrust up into me, to go deeper into my exquisite cunt. Good boy. You don't move until I say so. Though I must admit, I do love seeing you struggle with it. Maybe I'll give you another hurdle. Maybe I'll speed up. Reach back and hook my bra. Oh, good boy. I'll hold it to my chest as I bounce against your hips. I know how badly you want to see my breasts. How often you've peeked at my cleavage, imagining what it would be like to have your little face buried between them. Wouldn't you love to make that dream come true? Oh, then you know what to do. Beg for me, man thing. Beg for me to turn around and let you see them, feel them. Taste them. Oh, it's a good pet. You beg so beautifully. Very well. I'm going to turn and face you. Are you ready? There you are. My immaculate chest is bare for you. Now sit up. Get nice and close to them. Bury your face in my breasts. That's it. Worship my body. Are you ready for me to ride you until you release all of that hot seed into me? Oh, good boy. Then I'll slide you back in. That's it. Kiss them. Lick them. Suck them. Show them appreciation for all the fantasies they featured in. Ah, suffocate yourself in my massive mammaries. That's it. Take it, pet. This is where you belong. Ah, beneath me. Moaning, whimpering into my chest while I pulverize your pelvis, while my pussy clenches around you, furiously massages your cock. You didn't expect me to wrap my legs around you, did you? Holding your hips where I want them. I'm using them to pull you deeper. I can feel you twitching, pulsing inside me. You're getting closer, closer, aren't you? Not yet. You don't come until I give you permission. Understood? Oh, God. I'd hate to have you disobey now, because I'm getting close, too. I would hate to have to stop to punish you. That's right. I'm almost there. You are going to feel me squeeze down on you like no one else could. I'm going to count down. I want you to let go when I command it. 10, 9, 7, 6. Oh, closer. 5, 4, almost there. 3, 2, 1. Release inside me, man-thing. Obey your mistress and come. Look into my amber eyes and fill me up. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, very good boy. Awfully tired for just one orgasm. Well, I suppose that's nothing a bit of training won't solve. A request? Very well, let's hear it. You want to cuddle? Well, I suppose I wouldn't be a very good owner if I didn't let my pet show me affection, would I? You may cuddle me, but first be a dear. Light a cigarette for me. Good pet. Now go ahead, get under my covers. I'm going to do a bit of reading, get some rest. You'll certainly need it. Welcome to House Demetrius.